Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will continue about supplication, dua, as a way to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will read today from Surah Ghafir, Surah number 40, verse number 60, to know about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding supplication. So we'll start. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 40, verse number 60. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa qala rabbukum id'uni astajib lakum. Innal ladhina yastakbiruna 'an 'ibadati sayadkhuluna jahannam madakhirin. And your Lord said, invoke me, I will respond to your invocations. Verily, those who scorn my worship, they will surely enter hell in humiliation. So what we care about is the first statement of this verse of the Quran, which is, and your Lord said, invoke me, I will respond to your invocation. Okay, this is again the verses of the Quran showing the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to supplicate to him. This is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sisters, and accordingly, supplication is an act of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because by offering supplication to Allah, you are actually carrying out Allah's command. So when you supplicate to Allah, be sure that you will be rewarded. This is number one, just for the act of supplication, because it is a command from Allah. So it is the duty of every believer to obey that command of Allah, to do dua, so that all your affairs will be managed the way you are looking for. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse of the Quran was clarifying to us the same meaning. But I want to discuss with you more about this reality, sister, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to supplicate to him. And when you try to reflect on this command, oh Allah, why you are commanding me to supplicate to you, so that I will feel that you are the Lord and I am the slave, so that you will feel that I believe in your oneness, so that I will clarify that I only depend on you. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to supplicate or to invoke him so that he will answer our supplication, sister. Just when you try to feel how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make our life better. How? By answering our supplication. Accordingly, he will reward us when we will ask him, or when we will call in him. So calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equals, number one, a reward for the act of supplication. Number two, answer of our supplication. And again, sister, just try to remember that none in our life nowadays is ready to do for you anything for the sake of Allah. Everyone is looking for her or his own benefit, except very little people whom they fear Allah in reality, and actually they are very little nowadays. But only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will reward you when you call on him, and he will reward you by answering your supplication. When Allah mentioned these words, this is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, the Lord of the heavens and earth, is calling every one of us while we are having the difficult time, moment while we are very weak, when we are very needy, when no one is listening to us, when we are in a very difficult situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling on us, telling to us, just call on me and I will answer your supplication. When you feel these words with the depth of your heart, you will feel how Allah is caring for every one of us, how Allah is looking for the improvement of every one of us, how Allah is looking for you to have a link with Him, Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. So try always to have this feeling in your spirit towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you will feel the love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will feel the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will feel the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will be able always to call on Him because you love Him, you appreciate His mercy, and you are sure that He wants to answer your supplications. Now we will read from Surah number 7, verse number 29, to know more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who wants us to do dua to Him. Surah number 7, verse number 29. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل أمر ربي بالقسط وأقيموا وجوهكم عند كل مسجد وادعوه مخلصين له الدين كما بدأكم تعودون. Same, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Lord has commanded justice and said that you should worship, you should face Him only. This means worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in each and every place of worship, and invoke Him, only making your religion sincere to Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so again, sister, this is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and invoke Him only. Okay, and when you invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sister, this means that you live the sincerity in your religion. Because again and again, sister, there is a very important fact in life. And when we will learn this fact, inshallah, it will be very easy for us to have the pure religion, and very easy for us to have the right way of life. When I believe that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to do. In life, we have, human being, we have power to have, we have the power to have intention and to plan. But to do is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None can do anything except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can have the intention to travel, and I can have the ticket, and book the ticket, and I can prepare my bag, and I can reach the airport. But to travel and to leave Houston to any place, this will not happen, the action of traveling, except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must believe in this fact. I must believe that none of the actions will happen in my life or in the universe except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His power, is commanding me to supplicate to Him so that He will answer my supplication. You have to realize how great is this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because nothing will happen except by His command. Okay? And out of His power and His mercy, He is sending messages of hope to us. Mona, you are looking for something to happen. It will not happen except by my will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Mona, as a servant, as a slave, no power, no will, invoke me, call on me, and be sure I can do it for you. This is the only way which every believer, anyone who can reflect in life, can realize that this is the only way in life that I can have my dreams a reality, that I can get out of any hardship, that I can reach my goal through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, because He is the only one who has the will and the power. He is the only one who can do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or He can does, actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will say, be, and it will be. Okay? So sister, this is how I can have the peace the mental peace, I can have the self peace, I can actually be having security in my life, I will not be worried or upset about anything. It may happen or it may happen, people will interfere, those will interfere, someone will prevent me. None can prevent, none can do, none can give, none can help except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you just have 5 minutes alone to try to reflect in this fact, then you believe in it in reality, you will be, inshallah, starting the right path in your life. You will save yourself, number one. You will save your time. You will save your health. You will save your spirit. You will save the people around you. And inshallah, you will live the best life in this world because you are in connection with the one, only one who can do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, you get rid of all the pressure of the human beings in your life. When someone will come and tell me, Mona, you are very, you have some pain or whatever because of your illness and your need, there is a doctor in California, he is the only one who can cure you. I will tell her, none can cure me except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doctors are means whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to use. But we must believe that the cure is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must try the means believing that, you know, I am trying the means because I am commanded from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to try the means. But at the same second, I am commanded to believe that the cure, the wealth, the happiness, the kids, whatever you are looking in this worldly life, is only from the one who can do anything, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So try, sisters, during these classes of supplication, to reach this message out, or to feel, or to live this message. I have in this life only Allah. When someone will tell me, why Sister Mona, only Allah, because only Allah has the power, only Allah has the will, only Allah has the mercy, life is run by His command only. So I am not supposed to actually waste my life, my feelings, my time, my energy, my hope with those human beings whom they are very poor like me regarding the will and the power, calling on them, oh my husband, please be very nice with me, oh my husband, I will be this and that, oh I am so worried, I am very afraid that my husband can do, this is totally wrong. My husband cannot do, because do or does is only to Allah. My kids can't, the very rich people can't, the presidents can't, none can except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am servant only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I obey only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I feel the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He guided my heart to believe in this fact. Out of this fact, all praise to Allah. This is the real and the true freedom in this life. The true freedom in this life is that I am not slave or servant to any idea, to any human being, to any goal in this worldly life. I am only servant to the one whom all the human beings are servants to Him, like me. We are all servants. None is better than the other, except those whom they are so more close to Allah through believing. Only the belief, the true belief and the sincerity that this life is run by the owner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, try to feel and to live this message. Why I am calling on you, O Allah, day and night? Because I believe, because I am sure, because this is the reality, that only you can make the change, only you can make life better, only you can get me out of all this, only you can give me the mental peace which most of the human being cannot reach it now with any of the antidepressant or any of the sleep medication or any of the drugs or any of the drink or whatever the human being are trying to find a way to mental peace and to spiritual peace, okay? everything on the earth cannot make you to have a way to that except the one who control your heart and your spirit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why we confuse ourselves and we waste our life following the people whom they don't know the truth? If you know the truth, this is the best gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So stick to the right way, believe and be sure that only Allah will help you. And Allah is helping you by teaching you this reality. So feel relief, feel the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and always show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the other people that maybe I look poor, maybe I look that I have hardship, maybe my circumstances in life are not good, but all praise to Allah. Most of the human beings are having trouble because life is a trial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. We created human beings in trials because this life is a test. Everyone must have hardships and trials. Some people are showing this reality. Some people, they like to hide. This is their business. None of my business. But the rules are the rules. Everyone is in the hardship of the worldly life. But the true believer in the oneness of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the spirit of the true believer to know the truth. If I am connected with the one will shower me with his mercy. He will send for me the message that so long you are in obedience with me, you are connected with me, I will take care of you, I will make for you an outlet, you will be rewarded, I am with you in every place and in every second, you are never alone, all the power will be with you inshallah. I am planning your life in the best shape. Don't worry, even if the hardship is long, don't worry, this is for your sake. Okay, when I believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I will be living in hardships, I will never lose the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will never stop my relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be the opposite. While I am in severe hardship, okay, I will be more close to him. I will not be like most of the human beings when they are in the hardship. Oh Allah, why I am the one always in a hardship? Oh Allah, why my hardship is so long? Oh Allah, where is the outlet? I was praying for you for 2 months or 3 months, calling on you, and you never make any changes. Oh Allah, I don't like this. Oh Allah, I start to lose my belief in the facts which you mention in the Quran, because this is your reality. Because this is your reality. Believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look around you and try to understand the reality, sister. I am mentioning this because I am reading and looking around, and I am actually all the time reflecting on what is going on. This life is owned by Allah and run by Allah, and we will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the closest to my spirit from now. Let me live through his shelter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you tell me, Sister Mona, who is the one whom you care for, your husband or your kids or anyone, I tell you, in this worldly life, the most important for me is to feel from the depths of my heart that I am obedient to Allah only. I have Allah only. When you tell me, Sister Mona, take one thing from this worldly life, you will take your youngest daughter or whatever, I will tell you, I will take the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only from this worldly life. When I will take the book of Allah, Allah will take care of my daughters. Allah will take care of my health. Allah will take care of everything, because this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us learn, sisters, how to live with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will learn this when you keep on calling Him. The more you call in Allah, especially during the hardship. This is the benefits of the hardships which, you know, most of the people are ignorant about it. The benefits of the hardship is that during the hardship, you will call on Allah while you are so weak, you are so needy, while you don't have a hope. When you call on Him within this very difficult time, with this need and and with this sincerity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you to feel His power, to feel the connection with Him. So you, the more you call, the more you feel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get you more closer, more closer, more closer. And actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Hadith Qudsi that when my servant will come to me close, for example, a distance of 30 centimeters, I will come to him more and more closer. And the more my servant will try to become closer to me, the more I will come closer to him. Then by time, okay, I will be his vision. And I will be his vision, and I will be what he, you know, his hearing, okay? And when he will call on me, I will answer him. And when he will ask me forgiveness, I will forgive him. Why all of these sisters? Because in reality, during the time of hardship, you feel that none can save me except you, O Allah. So I will call on him with sincerity, with the reality, with all the weakness. I will cry and cry to him, oh Allah, save me, help me, take care of me. When you send these messages to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will become closer to you. You love Allah more. You love the Quran more. You become more actually following His rules. When someone will come and call me, Sister Mona, we have a meeting and there is dancing and this and that, I will never attend. Never attend. Because now I start to have the way clear for me with the one. I don't want him to be, you know, not pleased with me. I can. I am in great need of him in every second. Whatever Allah doesn't like, please take it away from my way. Because I am living with Allah. Gradually I am showing him that I am true believer in him and I am the obedient servant, O Allah. You can't imagine, sisters, how Allah will support you, will take care of you, will make for you gates which you never imagined that it will be for you. And Allah will always save you in a second which you feel that this is the end of everything for me. A second before the end, Allah will make for you a great relief. And at that minute you say, oh Allah, all praise to you. I must admit and I must clarify and I must announce that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one whom I am in need of, whom I am obedient to, whom I am looking for His pleasure, whom I am His servant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You learn all of these, sisters, when you call on Allah at the time of hardship. So during the hardship, keep on calling on Allah and again, sisters. Number one, never lose the hope. Because if you lose the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will give you a verse of the Quran. Always keep it in your heart regarding those whom they lose the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the difficult times and how Allah will respond to them so that you never lose the hope. Then I will give you the second advice. So now we will read this verse of the Quran from Surah number 22, verse number 15, so that inshallah you realize that never to lose the hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His help, especially during the hardship. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. من كان يظن أن لن ينصره الله في الدنيا والآخرة فليمدد بسبب إلى السماء ثم ليقطع فلينظر هل يذهبن كيده ما يغيظ. Actually, I want to clarify to you this verse of the Quran by drawing, because actually it has a special meaning which maybe it is difficult to understand it just by words. I think yesterday I put a picture. Okay. I can show it to you in a paper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you can come him sit here. Sister, because this is very important reality which you need to realize. I will draw it for you. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where? As you like. Okay. So, okay. Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim 15. Whoever thinks that Allah will not help him in this world and in the hereafter, let him stretch out a rope to the ceiling and let him strangle himself. You see? Then let him see whether his plan will remove that where it he rags. What is the meaning of this?
Yes, a very powerful.
You see? Surah number 22, verse number 15. So that, you know, sister, you realize that Allah subhanahu, when Allah is calling you to call on Him, to answer you, Allah is helping you. You don't like this help, no problem. No problem for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is telling you the other way which you can use it, and you will be the one to pay the whole price. Okay, it is your own problem again. He opened for us the gates of mercy. But people doesn't like the gates of mercy. They don't like to call on Allah. They don't like to have hope in Allah. They don't like to obey Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has the wisdom, okay, and he knows everything, and he knows the nature of his creature and the nature of the human being. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to the human being another solution during the hardship. Okay, for everyone who thinks that Allah will not help him, okay, let him stretch out a rope like this. Okay, to the ceiling. I will make a rope to the ceiling. Okay, and I will strangle myself. Okay. Then I will get the rope up, then I will be dead. Okay? Very good. Now, with this solution, I am not happy with what Allah is doing. I am not convinced. This life is too bad. He is putting me in a lot of troubles. I don't agree with what he is saying. Okay, I will do what I believe in. I will strangle myself to hell. This equal to hell. And you are the one who chooses. You choose to go to hell. Because you say, I don't like the life of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah sent for you the solution. You are not happy? Try this way. Okay, but you will be the one to pay the price for this way. Okay, and show us, when you strangle yourself, you change the decree, you get out of the hardship, you improve your worldly life, you lose everything. You lose your life. Your life is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we never appreciate life as a gift. No, no, no. Life is not a gift. The gift is the wealth. The gift is the prestige. The gift is the money. The gift is the kids. This is the gift. No, this is not the gift. You get, our problem is that we always evaluate the gifts of Allah as for granted. Everyone is living in this life. Life is not a gift. No, my dear sister. Life is a big gift. If you don't appreciate it, get out of it. Leave it. Okay? And show us your power. Okay? This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us to call on Him to answer our supplication, He is the powerful, sending the same message. You are not happy? Show us your power. Change the decree. Strangle yourself. Okay? So sisters, let us be from those whom they have the clean hearts, whom they have actually the good spirits. The good spirit and the clean spirit will be the one always looking for the obedience. This is how you can evaluate your reality. When you are the one looking always for obedience of Allah, to actually to accept the decree of Allah, always to feel that Allah is the Lord, I am the servant, I am the slave, I am dust, I am a handful of dust, and all those whom they are above the dust are dust, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything will be dust at the end, on the day of judgment, and Allah will be there. So why we are proving our bad reality when we don't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why you obey the head of the of your work? Why you obey the principal of the school? Why you obey your teacher? Why you obey everyone? You are obeying the people because you are looking for the worldly benefits from them. Unfortunately, they cannot do for you anything. You deceive yourself. Because your spirit is not a good spirit. If you have the good spirit, your good spirit will make you to know the reality. Only Allah. The power is Allah. The mercy of Allah. the outlet from Allah. I will connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be with me all the time. He will take care of me. He will support me. He will answer my supplication. Allah is everything. I am belonging to everything. I have everything with me all the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to look for the human beings and to work for the human beings, the reward from the human being, this one can give me, never. This one can take from me, never. This one can help me, never. This one can support me, never. No one can do anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn this from the sincere supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Live the best minutes for the spirit when you connect your spirit with its Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Live the supplication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sisters, because this is the minutes of the cure of the spirit. When I am down in the prostration, in the prayer, saying to him, you are the one, you are the only one, I belong only to you, I am sure you will help me, I am sure you will support me, I am sure you will take care of me, I am sure you will answer me, I don't fear anyone, I don't fear the doctor, I don't fear the illness, I don't fear anything, I only fear you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be sure, sisters, when Allah, out of His mercy, will guide you to have this feeling and will guide you to realize this message, be sure that this is the message of love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah there will be a solution for your problem. Guides for you the supplication, to have your supplication and your spirit connected with Allah. Don't communicate with those whom they are not in close relation with Allah. This is extremely important. Again and again, I am mentioning this to you from my personal experience. All praise to Allah. I am with the Quran, giving classes, living with the Quran, alhamdulillah, day and night. When one sister will call me and tell me, Sister Mona, I am the old woman. We have a meeting or whatever, a party, and I realize from the names which she will mention to me that there will be gossiping or backbiting or this and that, I tell her, I am very sorry. I will not mention to her why, but I will tell her, Sister, I am very sorry. You know, I have a lot of classes, my schedule is full, and if you want to meet me, if you want to talk with me, if you have not to have any relation with me, attend the class. And after the class, we can talk together. Why I am doing this? Because I am protecting myself from the shaitan. I am protecting myself from the nonsense. I will sit with these sisters. Everyone will start to say, I have a problem. Everyone will start to complain from her husband, from her kids, complaining. I don't like to complain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the most merciful. Allah said in the Quran, whatever disaster you have, it is because of your deeds. Okay? So if those sisters are having disasters, okay, they are supposed not to sit together and to complain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in public. They are supposed to revise the relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I know the truth, why I will confuse myself and go and sit with this sister and listen to the complaint? Then the shaitan will come to me and tell me, yes, Mona, you have to complain, my shaitan, because everyone has a shaitan. Yes, Mona, you have to complain. You see what Allah did for you? You see how your health deteriorates suddenly? You see your life, you cannot walk, you cannot go out. You are now in the prison of your illness. You see, Mona? Then I will start also to complain, because I am a human being. I am not an angel. So to close this gate completely, I will never, because if I complain from Allah, I will not be able to call Him with the same sincerity when the next prayer will come. Because already there is, my spirit is not in the same level of the sincerity, love and obedience and acceptance of the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before that meeting. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and all the people knows me in Houston. I never go to anyone. I never have any meeting. I don't have any relation. Okay? I never attend anything except if it is something very special. Someone is married. I will go and I will sit for half an hour. While I am there, no one will complain. They know. I don't like anyone to complain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? If you want, say Alhamdulillah. All praise to Allah. After I leave, everyone can. can complain. I don't want anyone to complain from Allah while I am around, because Allah is the most merciful and the source of all the blessings. Okay? So I must be keen about my relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why we are so keen about our relations with our husbands, with our kids, with our friends, with our neighbors, with all the nonsense in life. But about the relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no problem. Sister Mona, let us go to this meeting today. No problem, Sister Mona. 2 hours, nothing will happen. Tomorrow, Sister Mona, let us watch that movie. A little bit kissing and this. No problem, Sister Mona. 2 hours. Day after, Sister Mona, let us go to the park. Okay, sisters are dancing and this and that. No problem, sister. No, there is a very big problem. To connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best blessing. When you will start to tell Him, oh Allah, I will do some issues which you don't like, but I please connect with me, it will never... This is Allah. This is the Lord. The Lord doesn't accept. You are a true believer. You know the truth, follow the truth, then I must be a role model. Who will be the role model? If everyone wants to enjoy life, 3 hours in the masjid, 3 hours in the barge. No, this is wrong. If I believe in the power of Allah, if I believe that Allah is the one, I must be a role model. Alhamdulillah, we can... After the meeting, after the class, we can sit together, we can talk together, we can help each other, we can give advices to each other, we can be true sisters, we're having the sisterhood relation very strong, we can eat together, enjoy time, but saying all the time, all praise to Allah. All the time. The sentence which is in my heart, on my tongue, in my mind, all the time, one sentence. All praise to Allah, because Allah guides me to know that I have a Lord. My Lord can do everything. None can control my life. I have full freedom in the worldly life, and inshallah my Lord is taking care of me in every aspect. I am confident 1,000 per 100 that Allah will take care of me. All praise to Allah. And inshallah, this is the paradise, the eternal happiness. Very clear to me, so close to me. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will learn all of these sisters when you supplicate to Allah during the time of hardship, when you are in great need, when no one will help you, when you feel that the problem is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger and there is no solution at all. When you call on Him in this very difficult time, be sure you will be rewarded this feeling. When you will start to feel this feeling, okay, and someone will come and tell you, I can replace this feeling with all the blessings of the worldly life, you say, no. I just need a great need of these minutes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is more enough for me than all the worldly life. This is Allah. This is the reward of Allah. This is how the true believers are living the best life in this life, even if most of the human beings are joking on them. Telling, one sister was telling me when I was in Iowa City, I can't believe your life. From the masjid to home, from home to masjid. What is this nonsense? I think you have problems in your life. I told to her, you know, sister, unfortunately, you are not living the same spiritual life which I am living. And because of that, you cannot evaluate my situation. All praise to Allah. Thank you very much. Okay, and I was not upset with her, but I was more thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded me to be close to Him and to be confident about the truth in the worldly life, never to be confused about what is going on in this life. Again and again, sisters, try to supplicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the depths of your heart in the very difficult times of your life, never to lose the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He guides you to supplicate Him, and be sure that inshallah, if there is a possibility for any cure, or any improvement, any success, it is only through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who guided me, helped me, support me, rewarded me by the best gift in this worldly life, to have him as my Lord, the only power and will in the worldly life. We will continue next week, and let us make the dua.